Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, y'all. It's WCW Podcast, and we're here live on another Wednesday evening. If you are tuning in for the very first time, welcome. Welcome to the podcast family. And if you are a loyal listener, y'all know I got to shout you out. Thank you so much for returning to the podcast. Y'all know what we're here for. We're here to inspire and to motivate you, guys. We are bringing you nothing but female bosses that are out there on their grind, doing their thing, and living out their dreams, y'all. But tonight, we're doing our Queens of the Mic episode. I know y'all love those because we bring you some amazing talent from all across the globe, y'all. So I am not going to keep you waiting. I know y'all already came for the business, and I'm going to give it to you. Y'all know we have our topics every evening on the podcast. Tonight, we're talking about new, y'all. The word new, N-E-W. You know what I'm saying? And you know I got to give you the definition. I want everybody to be on the same page. And the word new means just, you know, first time. You know, you're acquiring this thing for the very first time because it has not existed before, okay? This is new. So you're being introduced or you're discovering something for the very, very, very first time. And guys, we have just that on the podcast. We got something new for you. This beautiful young lady has been doing her thing, and the music is just on point, and it's new, y'all, new and fresh. If you're looking for new and fresh, this is your girl. So, y'all, without further ado, coming to the podcast right now, Miss Sheree Lurie, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining the podcast tonight. It has been a pleasure to be able to introduce you because you are something new and our listeners need to know all about you.
Well, I'm loving that word. I just like Patti LaBelle say, you got a new attitude. Everything's got to be new.
I love it. I love it. Yes, yes. So go ahead and tell our listeners who may not know you your name and where you're from and actually how you got into this music business.
Well, my name is Sheree Lurie, and I was brought into this world in Kansas City, Missouri, but I was raised in Houston, Texas. I currently live and reside in Atlanta, Georgia, where I've been for the past 3 years. Furthering my career, traveling, performing, working with different artists as well as producers, and it's been a blessing every step of the way.
Absolutely. Yes, it is, and we've been able to watch your journey. Thank you so much for having an Instagram page that is full of all of your amazing shows. You do a lot of performance. So, yes, let's talk about what's new with you because you're currently on tour right now, right?
I've actually concluded that tour, that was the Here and Now tour, and I will be doing another tour coming up soon called the Sheree Lurie and Friends. And so those who are listening, whether they be independent artists or producers that have close relationship with some artists that they're working with in whatever city that you're listening to, definitely tell them to hit me up, whether it be my email or my DM or on Instagram, because I am building this platform not only for myself but for all hungry independent artists that you know, don't have that opportunity that everybody has, or not even just that chance. I'm trying to give my fellow independent artists, because I myself am independent, but I've definitely made a lot of paths for myself and opened up a lot of doors just by consistency and hard work and the grind.
Absolutely. That's real dope. And again, guys, if you are an artist and you're looking, and is this tour right now, do you have dates and locations?
Not yet. It's going to be all based on what artists and which cities. So if I have artists that are in Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, and we're going to all of those states, and you know, it's going to make sense. But right now, I want to, you know, I'm recruiting, should I say, and I'm trying to see and really narrow down, because I can't do it all at once, but I can definitely help out a few folks. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to have fun. I'm going to allow my platform to be utilized through them, and it's just not going to stop. I had a wonderful time on tour. I did about, I believe, 12 or 13 cities, all the way from the South, all the way up to New York, all the way down to Florida, the whole East Coast pretty much. It was wonderful. It was a great opportunity. It was great energy, and the intimacy of the crowds, it was everything.
That is amazing. That is, now, on your last tour, were you promoting your first EP, or was it a different songs were you promoting on your last tour?
No, I definitely was promoting my EP, Conscience, and I will be doing something very special with that EP soon as well. But I was doing some new music here and there, testing it out with the audience, and I was performing some of the original songs as well as the classics that people know me by, from Mirage and Just Business and the Come and See Me remix. So I had a lot of different options and a lot of play time with my audience. And it's very interesting and awesome to know that when you're going to different cities and different areas, what city gravitates to which style of music you do. Like, all my music ties into one, but this city may love the trappier part of me, or this city may love the ballads more from me. It's amazing to just get all of it in one, you know, one tour.
Absolutely. Now, have you toured before, or was that last tour your first tour?
That was actually my very first tour.
New, y'all. We are talking about new. Let them know, Sheree. You are introducing yourself to the world, that platform that you have right now. We're getting something new. And that's what's so dope about you, is that what you're doing now in touring is you're introducing this new flavor to people. Now, how has the reaction been on your first tour?
It was really good. I've got so many different fans and audience from that it was just a really, really good mixture. It wasn't just all blacks. It wasn't just all whites. It wasn't just all Hispanics. It was a mixture of everybody, and that's what music is about. Music is supposed to cater to your emotions, not your ethnicity or the color of your skin, and that's the really, really deep part about it, is the fact that you can cater to so many different races and genders, and that's what I got a mixture of and a good following from it. So I'm really happy about it.
Absolutely. We are excited for you guys. If you are just tuning in to the live show, we are Queens of the Mic, y'all. Queens of the Mic. And tonight we have live with us on the show, Sheree Laree. Now, is this your real name, right? Are, you know, a lot of people have names that they use for performances or as an artist. This is your real name, correct?
Yes, ma'am. God knew what he was doing when he gave the thought to my mother and parents with naming me. This is my God-given name, Sheree Laree.
I love it. I love it. Now, tell us about this Royal Rain Productions. Is that your own production company?
It is. Me and a partner, we have this company together, and it's just, I love the fact that I'm on this segment right now, because my whole thing is about royalty. You're a king, you're a queen, you know, let's stop calling each other's B's and N-words, you know, let's not do that, let's uplift, because all that's doing is just tearing the next person down. And Royal Reign Productions was something that I came up with because I want everything around me to be royalty. I figured if, you know, you introduce yourself coming into the game as the baddest bee, that's what people are going to call you. That's what they're going to know you as. And, hey, if that's what you're going for, then, you know, kudos to you. But I want to be known as royalty. You know, I want to be I want to be sitting high. And that's how I present myself and everything I do, every step I take. My queendom is my following. I don't call them fans. I call them my queendom because my kings and queens, we got my princes and princesses that will become a king and queen. So it's definitely a protection, and it's definitely something to just keep your team close. I feel it's very important, and if you look at all your big-time names, your Beyoncé's, your Mariah Carey's, your even your Whitney Houston's, rest in peace, you will see that in order to maintain consistency with certain things in your career, you have to have consistent people around. Now, whether you make the decision to make good choices with that, the facts are still the facts. You still have a better result when you don't have so many hands in the pot and so many different faces and so many different spirits and energies around you. Keep it consistent. Keep it loyal. Keep everybody happy and, you know, create a family. And so my family will be royalty. If you're around me, you're royalty. My stylist, my makeup artist, my hairstylist, you are royalty.
I love it. Y'all better get on this royal train. Listen, Royal Reign Production, shout out to you for branding and teaming up with bunch of other royal people that you keep in your circle. So that's good. Those are good jewels for you guys to take with you to keep your circle roiled up, y'all. Queendomhood. I love it. So let's talk about this EP that you have out now, Conscience.
Yeah.
Why did you name it that? Because it sounds like you poured a lot of yourself into it.
I feel it's very important for your first project. If you think about every artist that you know now for who they are, their first project had a lot of passion in it. Whether it was a mixtape, an EP, or an album, you have to think back and remember how much passion was in that album, because obviously it was so much passion or enough passion to make you a fan from that one project they put out. And that's what I wanted to do. Of course, I want to put passion in all my projects, but that one very first introductory project is you telling the world who you are. You pouring it out with no cover, and you just being raw and you're being very blunt. And it's basically like that chapter one in a chapter. It's like you have to introduce who you are, the good, the bad, the ugly, the pretty, the whatever. You have to introduce yourself, and you have to see, like, hey, they're either going to love me for who I am or they're not. And that's what Conscience was about. It was me clearing my conscience, and it was me introducing who Sheree Lurie is to the world, because it's only going to be better and greater from here. But I had to tell you from the raw aspect of it who I am. Hello?
All right, so we apologize for that. I don't know what happened. Sheree, do we still have you on the line? All right, y'all, this is your girl, Self-Made V. Listen, y'all, we are talking about new right now. And the definition of new, as I mentioned to you before, is discovering something for the very, very first time. It is new to you. It is new to the world. And we just want to make sure that you are understanding, y'all, that Sheree Laree is bringing you all new, y'all. So her new album is out, and she is promoting that right now, getting together a tour, Sheree Laree and Friends tour. You guys, you definitely have to go follow her right now and get yourself in the loop, all right? Get yourself in the loop. So we are going to try to get our guests back on the line. But in the meantime, while we are doing that, we have something, guys, happening in the sky. You guys need to really be prepared and be on the lookout for what is going on around. Know your surroundings. I hope you are aware of your surroundings at all times. And if not, you need to do that. You need to do that and be in awareness of what's going on in the sky above you. Okay, because July 31st, which is tomorrow, am I right? Or is that today? Wait a minute, guys. It is today, July 31st, tonight. Be looking up in the sky, guys. Tonight we are having a new moon. That new moon tonight is called the Black Moon. So look up in the sky tonight, guys. July 31st, tonight, the Black Moon, the new moon, which is called the Black Moon, guys. So make sure you are prepared and, you know, wishing that you have all the new things that you need to take place in your life. You want to make sure that you focus on those things tonight, because this is a rare occasion. This doesn't happen too often. So give me a second, guys. We are going to try to get our guest back on the line. If you could bear with us. I don't know what's happening. I don't even think I'm online. No internet. Let's try. There's a people. No internet. This is kind of embarrassing. I see I don't have no internet on my phone. Wow. Well, this ain't never happened on WCW Podcast. Let me figure it out. It would be Y'all, we are back live on WCW Podcast. It is raining here in Florida. We are getting some storms coming through here. It is about that time of the year where the rain comes down, and we are just bearing with it, okay? So, again, guys, we are talking about new tonight. That might be the problem, too. It's a new moon out tonight, guys. It is a new moon. We are seeing the lightning flashing here in Tampa Bay. The new moon is coming out. It's called the black moon. You guys, release some things tonight on this new moon so you can have some new things happening. And y'all know what the word new means. It means not yet discovered. Don't you want something in your life that you haven't discovered, that it's just new to you for the first time? You're just acquiring it for the first time. It's never existed before, and it just brings you all kind of joy. So we are talking about those new things that are coming up under this new moon tonight. And we also were talking about Sheree Laree, guys. We apologize that the call was dropped. I don't know, like I said, it's this new moon. Y'all know we ain't never had this happen on WCW Podcast, but we're back. We're back live. And the good thing about our live shows is they're all archived, guys, so you can always come back and pick up where we left off, okay? So make sure that you go back, rewind, and listen, new. We are talking about new, guys. So we are going to try to get Sheree Laree back on the show. But I also want to let you guys know that we got some other things happening tonight on WCW Podcast. We have other guests coming to the show, guys, some new guests, nothing new to us, and they're new to you, or you may know them already, but they're definitely new on WCW Podcast. So we are going to continue with our Queens of the Mic, and while we're waiting on her to come back to the podcast, guys, we just had an amazing, amazing weekend here in Tampa Bay. We had one of the largest events I've ever attended since I've been here in Tampa, which was a Tom G video shoot, guys. There is a song and a dance out here in Tampa, City Boy. See, I know y'all been hearing about all of the city boys up and city girls running and all this stuff that's been taking place in regards to these challenges against the men and the women. So Tom G actually brought the whole city of Tampa out to do a video. He did the song, I believe, a while back. So this is kind of the remake of the City Boys. And it's a dance that they do here in Tampa. It's called Juking, I believe. But in this new video, guys, you got Lil Duval. And Lil Duval, y'all already know, living his best life and all the songs that he's starting to do a lot of more music. But he's on this track, and also he has a special feature with Chameleon. And she's doing her thing, guys. Y'all, from Miami, we will soon have her up on WCW Podcast. But the video shoot was amazing, and a lot of people showed out. So we have a guest coming on tonight, y'all, from Tampa. And she got to show up at the event as well. So we're going to have her on the podcast to talk about what's new with her. But again, guys, we're talking about new, N-E-W. So this song is new. It is not yet, the video's not yet been released, But we're gonna give you a little sneak peek. We can't play it all for you, because that's just what we're not allowed to do that. You know, they got to put it out. We ain't got the exclusive for you, but we just want to give you a little bit of what we were able to experience during this event. This event was awesome, guys. I've never seen this many black folks gathered in one area peacefully and having a good time. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all, Tom G bring the city of Tampa out when he shows up. But we're talking about news, so let's get back on track. Our queen of the mic. And our queens of the mic, guys, Sheree Laurie was on here, and she was discussing her tour that she's doing. It's the Sheree Laurie in France tour, guys. If you are an inspiring artist, she's creating platforms for you. You know, and these people, these artists don't have to. That's what I tell you about these bosses. Bosses, to me, is somebody who, once they are on their mission and to complete and do all of the things that they set out to do, they look back. They look back, reach out a hand, and create platforms for you up-and-coming artists to kind of give you some insight on what they've already accomplished, okay? So we definitely want to make sure that we get her back on here. She's doing really big things. Also, her first EP, her new album is out, Conscious. We were just getting into some of the songs on the album, guys. So, again, we're going to get her to come back because she is starting a queendom ship, guys. And it's very important that if you are thinking of what you want to do in your life, you make sure that you are focused, okay? That's the first part. Make sure that you're focused. And then on top of the focus, make sure that you are determined. Okay, those are the major ingredients in being part of this queendomhood that we were just discussing. So, guys, you know, new. So hopefully there's something new and exciting happening for you guys under this new moon. And your focus. I mean, even if you just go outside and catch a glimpse of what's happening in the sky, you'll see it. You'll see the amazing things that are taking place. You just got to be able to look. Some of y'all don't even look at that. When's the last time you looked at the sky? I will wait for you to answer that, because most of you guys aren't even aware of your surroundings when it comes to the sky. Guys, who even knew it was a new moon tonight? Okay? So, listen, guys, new moon tonight, the black moon, a rare moon. You know, and these things that are in the heavens, they have special meanings. Make sure that you are tuned in to what do you want to see happening in your life. New, guys. We are talking about new. And I told you, we're going to get Sheree Laurie back on. We don't play around here. We may have a storm happening here in Tampa, Florida right now, but we still got to get it popping for you guys. So back on the podcast. Girl, I am so sorry, girl. We got rain and lightning and everything happening down here.
I heard it was bad. I heard. That's the devil.
He ain't going to win. He goes, look, and it's a new moon. It's a new moon tonight. I was just telling the listeners, a new moon, July 31st, a black moon. So we got all kinds of things happening in the heavens, the lightning and the thunder. Girl, listen, but we still talking about this queendom shit. We're going to get it out. So we were talking about your album, and we were just getting into the meat of your new album, and we were talking about the song Worth That Drama. So go ahead, let's talk about that.
I mean, Worth That Drama is pretty self-explanatory for the women listening, and even for the men listening. Everybody has drama attached to them, whether you believe it or you're in denial or not, and it's just a matter of if that person you're with is worse than drama. And if they are, then, you know, stick with it.
So, absolutely. And everybody know that when you are listening to songs for the very first time and it's new to you, you know it's a hit when the first immediate, even just into the first 5 seconds of the song, something sparks. And you have a feature, there's a feature on this song with you. Okay, so let's talk about what, you know, what caused you to have a feature on this track.
Actually, this track was set up by one of my writers at that time, and she just heard it. And, you know, I believe that everybody has a calling and a purpose. I'm not going to tell a hairstylist how to do hair because I don't do hair. I'm not going to tell an author how to write a book because I don't write books. You know, and she's a writer, and that's her passion, and that's her calling. And as she was writing the song for me and we were collabing, she just heard a tone and a complimentary voice that would go good with it. And I didn't doubt her. I didn't know this person. I never met him. I actually never even heard of him. But I trusted her instinct on it, and it came out to be a really dope song, a dope collaboration, and complimented each other very well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, when you are thinking about the music that you come up with, what is a certain thing that, do you have a certain method that you use when you were coming up with the words and the lyrics to your song?
Well, I'm a rare type of artist in the studio. I'm a freestyle singer. And I know people were probably, what do you mean freestyle singer? Well, there's freestyle rappers, but there's not a freestyle singer. Yes, there are. And us freestyle singers, it's not too many of us, but we are rare. And what happens in my processing state of the music and creating in the studio, I have to be, for one, in a comfortable setting. And then two, I can't overhear too many beats at one time. It's gonna cloud my judgment. It's gonna cloud my mind, because with my mind being such a spinning wheel, when I hear something and melodies start coming, I just need the record button to be on, whether it's the mic or my phone, and I can kind of just freestyle, whether it's melodies and no words or whether it's words and the melodies aren't quite there. That's typically how I come up with a lot of my songs. And one of the songs on there, 50-50, that song was a complete freestyle. Nothing was written down. I heard that beat, and I connected with it so deep in the first, I want to say, 4 bars. And I told them, don't even play the song yet. Let me go in the studio, cue me up. Let me go in the booth, cue me up, and just press play and just let it go to the end. And that's when, I think on that song is when I realized that I was a true freestyle singer, because I let the beat use me, and I completed a whole song off of just passion and emotion and experiences. And it was a wonderful feeling. Every day that I hear that song playing, whether it's on the Pandora station or mixed in, it's like I just think back of that day that I was in the studio and how it came about.
Wow, 50-50, y'all, a freestyle singer. Now, that's definitely new to us, because we see a lot of people in their projects where they're working and they're coming up with the lyrics, but they're writing it down. You know, it's not just a freestyle, kind of like seeing a Tupac in the studio. He did a lot of freestyling as well. But,
right.
I mean, hearing your voice, you're such a natural on stage. When was your very, very first time? Like, when was your first time performing on stage, and how was that experience for you?
I was really young. I've been in the industry for a while because of my family. So I want to say, like, the first time that I was on a stage was obviously church, but a real stage, I would say probably around, let me see, what grade was I in? I was in 8th grade, and I got booked to do a club, like a little, like a karaoke club, and it was actually a 21 and up club, but for some reason, I don't know what my manager at that time worked out, but I was able to perform covers, and I had to leave as soon as, you know, I was done, and came in through the back door, you know, but it was I have to have been maybe 14 years old.
Wow.
And then after that, I did festivals with different bands, blues bands, or just doing covers all throughout Houston, starting at the age of like 17.
That is amazing. That is so, I mean, because again, you're performing for adults. And that's a tough crowd to please sometimes. So that's amazing that they've even brought you in and had confidence in you to perform for that special whatever event that was. So that was a new experience that you had. And a lot of times that adrenaline just rushes. Did you have butterflies and all that as a kid?
I don't really remember. I don't think so, because I don't have butterflies now. It's more of an exciting, anxious feeling. It's not a nervous or I'm scared or I don't want to do this. It's more of a, okay, can we hurry up and announce and let me get on the stage. Let me just feel their energy. I just want to feel their energy. Like it's never, I always say my manager or my team players with me are more nervous than I am. I'm not nervous. I'm excited and I'm ready. And I'm like, okay, announcer, this is a long intro. I'm ready to come on stage now, you know, but it's all good timing and it's all done in love and it's all done and good energy and good spirit. And I really respect it. I really appreciate it. But I won't say that butterflies have entered my stomach yet.
We always ask that because people have certain different things of how they handle before they go on stage, certain little things that they do to prepare themselves for an audience. So, hey, you ahead of the game, man, with no butterflies.
I'm just, you know, it's when it's not work for you and when it's not a job. It's like, how can you get butterflies when you're doing something you love to do? If you don't love to do it, then you shouldn't be up there. But I don't get nervous because this is something that I would do all day long with no, you know, no hesitation. So I don't know, like, do you expect, it's like asking me if I was a banker, a bank teller, or, you know, a doctor or a school teacher. Do you get nervous when you wake up in the morning and get ready to go teach school? No, I'm going to go teach kids. I'm doing what I love, or I'm doing what I know how to do. It's the same for me. It's the same for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, if you weren't a singer or if you weren't pursuing your dreams, what would you be doing instead? Like, would you be, what field would you be in?
I would either be a lawyer because I love a good debate, but in order to debate with me, you got to have facts. I don't like loose end nonsense debates because there's no point if you don't have no facts. I don't argue with nobody that doesn't have any facts or receipts to go behind what they're saying. And if I wasn't a lawyer, I would probably still be in marketing or modeling just because the entertainment industry is such a booming, fast paced, full of energy type of industry that I just I can't seem to escape.
Absolutely, yeah. There's so many professions, and again, when you're doing what you love, you don't really think about what other things you would be doing, and that's when you know that you're on the right path because there's nothing else you'd rather be doing. Now, if you can encourage somebody who is maybe they are. Let's say a UPS driver, and while they're delivering packages, they're just singing, and they know they got the gift. How would you encourage that person to kind of hang up that 9-to-5 and get out there and pursue their dream?
You know, I don't know everything, and if I did, I wouldn't be alive because I feel like every day somebody learns, and what you're supposed to learn, you're supposed to have a learning spirit, but the honest-to-God truth of advice that I would give for somebody working a 9-to-5, being a UPS driver, I would tell them to quit because the only way for you to get that drive and that fire and that hunger for that passion that you really want to achieve, you're going to have to feel it. You're going to have to be uncomfortable for a little bit. You're going to have to really know that you can't wake up and depend on going to work from 9-to-5 and that 2-week check coming. You're going to have to quit. Because when you quit, you know that you're in limited time before this bill is due, before you're hungry, before you need some gas. And then that'll put you in a different mindset to know that you can't rely on every 2 weeks you're getting that deposit, that direct deposit from UPS, or that monthly benefit you can go and get a checkup free, or the copay be little to nothing. You're going to have to quit and get uncomfortable and really use all your resources. You have 24 hours in a day. In this industry, there is no night or day. There is no, oh, I clock out at 7 p.m. No, you clock out when your eyes close and you're able to take that power nap just to wake up and redo it again.
That's dope. And that's it's real inspiring to know that 24-hour period that you have that you're not dedicating to someone else's dream. Because we got the same 24 hours that Beyonce got, y'all. She ain't got no exceptions to the rules. What you doing in your 24 hours, you know, it's very draining when you are working a 9-to-5 and you want to try to come home and work on your gift. So you got to have that time.
You can't do it.
Dedicate to your passion.
You can't do it.
Good advice. All right, so let's talk about, you know, this EP. I want to know how we can hear it, what platforms that it's on, and, you know, tell us what's your favorite song on the EP.
You can listen to the EP on Pandora. You can get my station, Sheree Lurie Station. It plays a lot of dope artists that are similar to me, who I love or who I would love to collaborate with. You can listen to it on Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, wherever you stream your music from. My music is there. You can go to Topgolf and play my music. I'm everywhere you are. My favorite song on the EP would have to be Conscience and 50/50. Conscience and 50/50, just because it came so pure, it came so vulnerable. I mean, I love every track on there for different reasons, but I know I can't sit here and say, well, I love them all for this reason. But, you know, I could really, when I perform live and I perform my ballads, you're going to get a different vulnerable side of me than you're going to get when I perform Work That Drama or Just That Business. The attitude is going to drop, and you're going to get the submissive part of Sheree Lurie. And sometimes that's needed, not only for women, but it's needed for men to see that, oh, she's not just this hardcore, just business, get out your feelings. She's worked that drama. She's got a soft side to her, too. And it's definitely portrayed in those two tracks.
Absolutely, y'all. Houston breeds another one. Like I gotta sound like DJ Khaled. It's another one, but it's a new one, y'all.
Another one.
It's a new one.
Right.
Sheree Lurie and Friends tour. Go ahead and give us some more information that so our listeners can be tuned in for when that starts. And again, the cities, y'all. If y'all wanted to come to y'all city, she about to tell you how to do it.
Definitely follow me on Sheree Lurie on all social media platforms, Instagram, as well as Royal Rain Productions on Instagram. You can send me an email or you can send me a DM. Both of the pages have the contact information inside of the bio where you can get further details on when the tour starts. Sign up to receive emails to let you know so you're not missing a beat. And also, if you're that independent, hungry artist, whether you work in a 9-to-5 now or you're just on the grind for your music, please hit me up. This is an opportunity you do not want to miss.
Absolutely. And listen, you definitely. Now, have you ever been to Tampa, Florida?
I have, but very, like, quick. It was like a turnaround trip.
Okay, because we need that tour. That we just found out how lit Tampa was. So we definitely want to make sure we can get this Sheree Lurie and Friends tour happening in Tampa, Florida. Guys, we want all of the independent Tampa artists, female. Now, is it just females or males? Or you said it's a little
bit
of everybody,
both.
Right?
I'm not sexist. It's definitely both of you guys. It's talent. That's what I'm looking for. It's talent and it's hunger. If you're not talented and you're not hungry for it, you can't be on this tour. Those are the only requirements.
Listen, we only looking for the thirsty people who want a drop from the table, y'all. Listen, if you are somebody who is working on your style, your brand, you got to bring it now. You cannot have Steph trying to be on this tour. So we ain't going to bring you nothing but the dopest from our area. We definitely want to hopefully get to see you down here in Tampa, Florida. Y'all conscious, the new album is out. Work That Drama, 50-50, some of the amazing songs on their conscious. And listen, she's pouring her soul out for y'all. She ain't have to do that. She didn't have to do it. Make sure we tell them all the time, Sheree, listen, follow and show your love and support. That's all you got to do. Now, do you have any shout-outs for anybody right now?
I just want to shout out my team, Warrior Rain Productions, everybody under and everybody that makes my dream a reality every day. They know who they are. They know that we're grinding. They know that this is not the end. This is merely just the beginning.
That's what I'm talking about. Y'all knew. Listen, N-E-W, she bringing it, y'all. Sheree, Laree, thank you so much. We apologize again for our listen, this is for the weather. It's just, we'll make sure we send you down here for the tour when we got some good weather.
Okay, definitely, because I can't come to Florida and it's raining. Y'all rain is something different.
I know it, girl. Well, we will make sure we check that forecast before you bring it here. Y'all, Sheree, Laree, y'all go follow her right now. Again, one more time, what is your Instagram and how are they able to follow you on all the rest of your platforms?
All my platforms, as well as Instagram, where you find my music at Pandora Station, everything. Sheree Laree. Sheree Laree. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much for bearing with us. You take care. We will see you on the big screen, darling.
Thank you. You guys have a good night.
You too, y'all. Queens of the mic, y'all. Sheree Laree. We keeping this thing popping. Tonight, ain't no storm gonna stop us, guys. Y'all need to check her out. We only bring y'all. We do our research first of all on the artists that we bring to you. But after we do our research, y'all, we make sure that they are what you're looking for. And if you come in a WCW podcast, then you can only be looking for Queens of the Mic. So that's all we give you. Okay. So Sheree Laree, y'all. By way of Atlanta right now, coming from Houston. Houston does it again, y'all. Listen, it's been some dopeness coming out of Houston. But it has also been some dopeness coming out of Tampa, y'all. We have had some amazing guests come out of Tampa, and we are so appreciative that we've been able to embrace this Tampa scene, this Tampa heritage that they got popping down here, y'all. Florida lit. Florida is L-I-T lit. And we are going to tell you and give you a little snippet on how lit Tampa, Florida is, y'all. We were able to experience a really dope experience over the weekend, y'all. They was getting it in down here in Tampa. So we're going to play a little bit of that Tom G, Lil Duval, and Chameleon, y'all, right here, City Boy.
Hey, we're going over 21st more than getting a whole league. Double city boys, hot girls running for the city boys, trying to be hot girls running for the city boys.
We just want to tell you how dope the experience was. I went for Chameleon because, y'all, she is one of the dopest females coming out of Miami right now. So make sure y'all go follow. Well, y'all probably already following Lil Duval. And he's just as tiny in person as he is on screen. But go follow them right, y'all. Tampa is doing really big things. And like I told you, again, tonight we have another guest coming up by way of Tampa, and she is going to bless us with her Tampa talent. Y'all, Tampa really got talent, y'all. It really does. And speaking of talent, y'all, I got sitting right next to me the talented C23, who was also in attendance at the video shoot this weekend. How you doing, C23?
Hey, what's good? How you doing?
Oh, you know, we can't call it. We are just here on WCW Podcast getting prepared for our next guest to come through and bless us straight here out of Tampa. You were able to witness the video shoot. How much fun and how was it for you?
You always lit out there. You really brought the city out, you know what I mean? And coming from NY, you know what I'm saying? You had to rep the Knicks out there and had a good time, you know. Cars is out. People was out, you know, things happen, but everybody went home safely, so that's what it's about. And good music, and really that's culture. That's how you build a hip-hop culture. That's how, you know, the people come together and they share experiences. So everybody was there gonna remember that.
Yeah. Now, there were some dope people. Did you bump into anybody that is right now on this Tampa talent list? I'm going to call it the Tampa talent list.
Well, you know, I seen, me personally, I saw my man Fresh P, saw Mike Twice. I saw, what's her name, Jasmine. She was up there. Of course, I saw Tom G up there. I didn't see Lil Duval, you know, but, you know, he might have been behind somebody. No shot. Other than that, though, you know what I'm saying? It was a good look. It was a good look for the city.
Absolutely. I didn't even know there was that many people in the city that could juke. I mean, the whole park was doing the city boy dance, and that's amazing to see that there's so many different forms of talent here in Tampa.
Well, like I said, that's what a culture is. You know, everybody do it their best at, and everybody has something to contribute. I saw the mobile barber out there, food truckers out there. So, you know, people with the ATVs and the motorbikes was out there, you know, putting the show on. So everybody came together and contributed to a good afternoon.
Absolutely. And speaking of, you know, new, that this was a very new experience for me. I've never experienced a Tampa crowd such as that. So shout out to Tampa for coming out and representing and doing things the right way. Shout out to everybody who attended the video shoot, and they even got memes out now about if you weren't in attendance.
Well, you know, hey, that was that lit. Even the end was lit. So going home was lit.
Absolutely.
The gas station was lit down the road on 50th from 41.
Absolutely, y'all. Tampa was definitely lit, y'all. We are glad to be part of this Tampa hip hop scene. It's the music scene here. It's been very inviting, and we're just so glad to be a part of that. So what's been new for Black Neo Radio? We heard you had a new interview just recently.
Oh, I have my man 4-Pack Taz from Scud Up Entertainment, North Tampa, 27th. went on location, you know what I'm saying, picked the women in the school and broke it down as how they started and the history of this champion hip hop scene. You know, they throw shows and they got tracks out. So you can go on anchor.fm or that's Black Neo, that's Black Like C23 on anchor.fm. But on Instagram, IG is 5050 Black Light C23. The link to the podcast is in the bio.
Absolutely. And speaking of new, you have a new EP out now?
Yes, ma'am. Also, you know, in that same link to the podcast, I released a 7-song EP, Black Neo Reloaded. Go check that out. You know, y'all might be familiar with the movie Matrix. So it's kind of based like that. So it's just play. I'm saying there's more coming. And just keep on dropping things. That's what we do. That's what artists are supposed to do. And let the public get a taste of what's on their mind.
Absolutely. Now, how important, because we are talking about new, how important is it for an artist to put out new stuff, you know, or, you know, how important and how often should they be releasing new stuff?
Well, as far as, it's important for artists to work on new material. You know, you're going to have songs that you know are good, that you have a while, but you don't want to stagnate. You want to work on new styles. You want to work on new deliveries. You want to work on new concepts. You want to work on new type of hooks. You want to work on collaboration with people. You know what I'm saying? You want to push the envelope and test yourself. Don't just stay stagnant. You know what I'm saying? Keep bringing that new. Like, ain't that the word of the night?
Absolutely. You nailed it. New. Keep bringing that new. Good advice, C23. We truly appreciate you for stopping by. As always, you drop jewels.
No doubt. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Y'all better check out Black Neo Radio. New EP out by C23. Y'all, we all talking about new stuff. New. There was, y'all remember new from ATL? I'm going to give me a pair of earrings that say new on them. Because I'm about everything new under this new moon tonight, y'all. A new moon, guys, a rare sighting. Make sure you step outside for a little bit. Check out the new moon. It is the black moon. I think the last black moon was 2016, y'all. So they come around like a solar, like a leap year. Y'all gotta get them while they're out there. So tonight, listen, on our podcast Wednesday evening, the moon decided to join us. So y'all make sure y'all show them some love. But it has brought some rain down here to Florida, and along with the rain came the thunder and the lightning, and we kind of lost the show for a little bit. But we are back, y'all, and we were able to get our guests back on the line. Sheree, Laree, been doing big things. And we hope that you were able to go back and pick up on the interview, because dope thing. She's doing some really big things, guys. So we want to make sure that we shout her out and Rain, Royal Rain, I'm sorry, production, for doing their thing and creating platforms for you people to go. You people. You know, I don't like hearing you people. But hey, y'all, it's new. It's a new moon, and I'm calling y'all you people, all right? It's a new world, you know, and there's all kind of new things that we celebrate in our lives. We have the new year. Everybody likes to make resolutions on the new year. You have your new moons and things like that, the new seasons when they come along. But the word new, if you look it up, it means to acquire something for the very, very first time. All right? It's like introducing something that has not yet been discovered. It's the very first. It's new. It's new, guys. It's new to you. Like your first kiss. Do y'all remember your first kiss? It was new. It was new to you. I don't remember my first kiss, guys, because that's a new podcast. We'd have to talk about that some other time. But I do remember doing everything new. And when you do things new, guys, like our topic is we're talking about tonight, we're touching base on everything new. Like, you know, these women are dropping these new songs on y'all, these new styles, these new unique brands that we're bringing to the podcast. And again, guys, we were able to experience a really dope weekend here in Tampa. So without further ado, y'all, I told y'all I had something new. I told y'all this is new to WCW Podcast, and we represent Tampa right now, y'all. Tampa, stand up, coming to the podcast right now, guys. Milani, how are you, darling?
How are you? I am great.
We are so happy. Yes, thank you so much for dropping by the podcast tonight. We were just telling us, our listeners, about how lit Tampa is. And we got
yes,
Miss Milani. We've been hearing about you, girl. We've been hearing about you. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, you guys, for having me. And, you know, I'm big on the women empowerment and definitely creating unity within us as well. So I'm definitely glad to be a part of it and be all Women Crush Wednesday for today. So it's lit.
Absolutely, girl. It's a new moon out, too. They don't even know tonight the moon is out. The new black, it's called the black moon. I don't even know if everybody's aware of it. It's like a rare moon that comes out every few often. So we are having a podcast under the new moon, girl.
Yes, ma'am. And sometimes you got to try new things to get new results as well. So, hey,
absolutely. Hey, I'm with it. I'm with it. Well, welcome to the podcast. Go ahead for our listeners who are just tuning in. Tell them your name and you know, a little bit about yourself and how you got into your music industry career.
Well, how y'all doing? My name is Milani, and you spell it Mulahni. I'm a young female artist, all-around artist, from Tampa, Florida, of course, so I'm putting on for the city. But I'm pretty much just trying to also create a different lane for our females, our upcoming females as well, to, you know, show more so, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? You don't really need anyone else's authority. You know, sometimes as females, we sometimes think that we need someone or we need help. You know, we need a handout. And, you know, the industry is primarily like males, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to put it to the point where you can do this shit. I mean, I don't know if I can curse. I'm sorry. You can do this stuff on your own, you know, and just be versatile, be yourself. You don't have to be the biggest freak, you know, and you don't have to be the shyest either, but you just got to be yourself, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to create something different.
Absolutely. You definitely are. It's new. Your style is very unique. You got, you know, 16 bars. Listen, that alone right there speaks of what you bring. You know, so let's go right into the style of music that you do, and let's talk about 16 bars as well.
Okay, 16 bars. So what you want to know about it? How did it come about?
Everything. first of all, the title is 16 bars. Okay, so how you know, where did you come up with your title for your song?
Well, honestly, I'm gonna keep it real. Like, I'm a very off the dome type of artist, or whatever comes to mind. Like, I can just make a hook and be like, all right, this is it. But as the song went on and I actually created it as a whole, 16 bars is actually me. You know, because I'm like 16 bars full of the big beans, you know. Yeah, it's more so like a spur of the moment, what I feel, you know. So I'm just saying, like, what I said. 16 bars full of the big beans. I'm going to take a trip to Mars, be on that big screen.
Yeah.
Trying to design
guitars
and big bling. So I'm pretty much saying, like, also throughout the song, when I say I'm 16 bars, meaning I'm the problem, you know what I'm saying? I'm what's coming, I'm what's going to be on the screen, you know what I'm saying? This is me. It's not necessarily even about bars or the song or my lines being bars or lyrics. It's not about that, you know what I'm saying? It's really just, I'm speaking like, I'm what's going to come. I'm the glizzy, you feel me? I'm what's going to fall, you feel me? So that's where that comes from. And shout out to Bolo, the producer. He the one who produced that, as well as my whole project as well. So
That's dope. And we were just talking about how fresh and new the Tampa scene is for us. Female-wise, I've been kind of scoping out the talent here. Tampa has some really dope talent. And I came across you a while ago when I was looking at Why Hip Hop. With Jazz Knees.
Oh,
yeah. Meet Jazz Knees?
Jazz Knees, so cool. How did I meet her? I honestly think we actually met on Instagram on some networking type of thing, and she wanted me on the show. So we ended up linking up, and it went from there. You feel me? It just went from there, like. And I was
absolutely
the first female on her show. I was the first female on her show, too.
That is so dope. She actually has been a guest on WCW Podcast and talked about her passion and love for Why Hip Hop. So to have you as a guest on her, that really means that she definitely big up to you because, you know, she love that look that she love that's her baby, Why Hip Hop.
Yes. And I love it because and one thing about her, she definitely gonna grind and she be out at them shows. You know what I'm saying? No matter how late it is, she going to come and do what she got to do. Interview
yeah,
them people,
absolutely.
Get her pictures, you know. So shout out to Jasmine.
That's straight hustle. That's what we trying to keep in the WCW Podcast Circle, girl. So welcome to the Hustling WCW Podcast fam.
Exactly. Only hustlers allowed.
Absolutely.
Nobody else.
Let's talk about what you got out now, because you got some new stuff happening right now. It's happening cool. Right now. So let's talk about what's new and what you're working on right now.
Well, right now, I'm working on visuals. Main thing right now is visuals. Creating more. You know, before I just put out videos and dish out just regular videos or outside videos, I'm trying to put out more so creative, you know, videos. So that's really what I'm working on now, and that'll be songs coming from the EP. I also have two really dope features I just did, too. It's an engineer / producer named Vince Morello, and he just put together, like, you know how DJ Khaled puts together his project, but he grabs different artists and put them on one song. So
right.
He pretty much linked me and this artist, Sid Live, she's a female as well, on a track called Feel It in the Air. So I did that, and that's also out on all platforms. It's very dope. You should definitely check it out. And I just did one with DJ Tropical, a song called Mango Arizona. And so really just saying all that, I'm pretty much just working. I'm pretty much working on visuals, songs. I'm open to features. I'm trying to link with more females as well because I'm not the type of female artist who don't want to link with people. You know, I don't look at people like, oh, she's a female artist. I can't be friends. I can't socialize with her. You know, I don't see it as that deep. You know what I'm saying? I just don't. So
right.
That's pretty much what I'm really trying to work on, expanding more in the community. You know, planning on all of that type of stuff. So everybody can definitely be on the lookout for that.
Absolutely. You are definitely doing your thing. Mulani, y'all, right now, if you're just tuning in live on WCW Podcast, Tampa, staying up. This is our Tampa Queen of the Mic. Now, there are, like we mentioned, a lot of female Tampa talent. Is there anybody specific that you would like to work with?
Whoever wants to work with me.
That's what I'm saying.
Whoever.
Just girl, put them on the wait list, Mulani. Put them on the wait list.
I'm ready. I'm here.
Absolutely. And we were talking about, I got a chance to see the video for 16 Bars, and that's a water tower in your background. Is that water tower from the Sulphur Springs area?
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. That tower looks so familiar.
Yes. Yeah,
we love
grab some visuals for that. It looked pretty dope,
absolutely,
though. It looks like, okay. But I knew if you're from the city, whoever from the city would know. Like, yeah, that's what that is.
Absolutely, y'all. If you're from the city, you definitely know that tower over there off Florida and Bird.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. So were you out this weekend? Because we know Tampa, the whole city of Tampa was out.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Was you at the City Boy shoot?
Yeah, now we were in attendance. Now this is what happened. We rolled up because we are having Chameleon come on the podcast. We actually had scheduled her a year ago before she started doing what she's doing now, touring and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we had her, you know, she was calling in. We had a situation. We was litty. And so we had to reschedule her. And so it's been a year. So we're like, we wonder what she's doing now. And so in reuniting, we're like, oh, she gonna be in the city. So the initial WCW podcast goal was to go to the City Boy shoot and have us get our shout out from Chameleon to WCW podcast. You know, we like jazz knee. We get it where we get it. And so
exactly.
We get there, girl. First of all, the parking, Tom G brings the whole city out. The parking was non-existent. The heat was unbearable.
The heat was unbearable. Yes, on the same word. Listen, unbearable.
we were able to check it out. We seen a couple people there. But I just wanted to know because we seen that you were able – to take pictures with Lil Duval. He was hard to get next to. How were you able to get next to Lil Duval during this whole situation?
Pretty much Bolo. He introduced me to Lil Duval as an artist and whatnot, like as the upcoming artist, you feel me? And I introduced myself. You know what I'm saying? To me, that was enough.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
You know what? When your talent speaks before you do, that's really all it takes.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
and that's how I feel about it. It's like, you know, I feel good enough, like, for you to even know my name. That's good enough. You know what I'm saying? I'm grateful for that. In other words.
Absolutely. Y'all, Mulani, y'all, right now, live with us on WCW Podcast. And again, we've been talking about new, you know, the word new, you know, and that can mean anything new that's happening for you in your life, whether it's relationship, a new project. Can you give us any insight on if somebody is trying to discover a new talent for themselves? They know they have a gift, but what made you recognize that you had a talent and it was something new that you can offer to the city?
Well, I knew it wasn't nobody else like me.
Mm.
I feel like when I started it, it was pretty much in college, whatever. And this was the end of my sophomore year. So I pretty much ended up writing a song, letting some people hear it or whatever, and then it was like go to the studio. So I went, and then it slid. So I was like, it did for like my first song and all that, but it was also always something I did in life, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
just write poetry or just do stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So I ended up actually doing it. And I liked it. And then I was like, that's dope. And I kind of came up with a whole, you know, with Mulani. So I feel like I had to keep it going once I really came up with it. I'm like, I have to.
Absolutely. Right, so. We thank you. We thank you that you kept grinding and you knew what it was that you do best, because you definitely rock the mic. You are definitely our queens of the mic. Tampa, stand up, y'all. Mulani is live with us, WCW Podcast. Listen, Mulani, do you have any shout-outs before you go?
I really thank y'all for listening. Shout-out to you guys, for one. Shout-out to everybody that's tuned in. Bolo, Vince, Chop, everybody.
The whole squad.
Yeah, my whole everything. My whole squad. Kiki, Jamal, True, everybody. You know.
Absolutely. Now, what do you call them? What do you? Oh, dang. Who's Jamal? We had to squeeze you up in there. What do you call the Mulani fan? You know how people got, like, you know how Beyonce got the beehive? What is it? Is there a Mulani pack or Mulani fans? What do you call your fans?
Mulani gang?
Nah,
like, that's what I can think of. Like, you got a name? You got a name for it?
Well, I like Mulani gang. That's dope. Y'all, listen, if you're trying to be on the Mulani gang, simply go to Instagram, follow your girl right now. Give them your platform again.
My Instagram is Mulani, MULAHNI, as well as on my music page on Facebook. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Just type Mulani as well, the same way. It's spelled out the same on everything. Music can be found on there. My EP, The New Girl Moo, is out on all platforms as well, like Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify. So go, you know, tune in or whatever.
Yeah, Tampa, stand up. Mulani, thank you so much for dropping by the podcast. We know you're busy doing your visuals. Y'all go check out all 16 bars. Go when you spot the lighthouse, just know you in Tampa. All right. Thank you so much,
yes,
Mulani, for stopping through.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Y'all definitely be on the lookout for Mulani, y'all. Listen, we talking about dope music right here on WCW Podcast. Show your love and support. I'll be telling y'all all the time. Don't come on this podcast and you ain't trying to learn nothing. Get your pens and your papers out. These women are telling y'all how their motivation, y'all. They're telling you how their journeys, their personal journeys, how they got into this game and how they stay irrelevant. Girlfriend is working on some visuals right now. Keeping it new, y'all. So this is another Wednesday, y'all. Shout out again to Sheree Lurie for stopping by. Shout out to Mulani, y'all. Listen, dope female artist right here on Queens of the Mic episode WCW Podcast. Listen, I got to go, y'all. It's a new moon out here. We doing new things, y'all. Go check out all of these dope females, y'all. Keep it 100 when you show them the love, y'all. We got to take y'all out of here, y'all. WCW Podcast.
With it, you running out of time. You hold it down. Let's go. Only time. Can't worry about no hope. I'm a crush. I'm a feeling. I'm a crush. I'm a feeling. I'm a crush. 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 I'm gonna go get some more. I'm gonna go get some more.